Chris, the amount of buyers and sellers that are 3 feet from gold is incredible.
What the hell are you talking about?
Welcome to the Sydney Property Muppets podcast, guys. My name is Kurt Lawther, the real estate agent, and with me forever is...
Chris Clark, the buyer's agent. I'm still very confused.
Going off my own little tangent here, Chris.
You certainly are. No, we're here today to talk about buying and selling properties in winter and some myths on terms of listings decreasing during the month of winter. That happens, right?
Look, Chris, contrary to belief, it really doesn't.
It's in what time of year do we ever see a decrease in the number of listings significantly?
That would be over the Christmas period.
Yeah, it's interesting. So a bit of self-interest. I think real estate agents and buyer's agents love to have a break. It's probably the only time you would kind of all facilitate them. So we sign up clients and properties to sell post or pre-Christmas and New Year's period. But winter actually doesn't significantly, if at all, decrease listings.
Well, even if an agent wants to go away on holidays in the winter period time, you've still got your colleagues working, unless you're a complete standalone agent. But generally, you still got your colleagues and other people in the office that can take over for, like, you know.
But there definitely is this perception, I think, and I talk to buyers all the time, either working with me or just out in the market. I'm sure you're doing too. And there is always this time of year of maybe I'll look in the second half of the year, I'll buy. And I do think some buyers actually step away from the market, thinking, okay, I'll come back in August, September when there's more listings. It's kind of surprising when you think the listings aren't dropping.
And the perception as well from the sellers that when we're educating, they're like, when is the best time to sell? Like, we shouldn't sell in winter. And unless you've got like a one bedroom or two bedroom unit that gets absolutely no sun,
generally it's like, or something,
if people have got money to spend, some people are trying to buy right now.
Yep. So don't take your foot off the pedal.
I think that's the point of this episode for both buyers and sellers, but we've nailed a little bit in buyers is how to not take your foot off the pedal. There's an interesting statistic, Chris, specifically from REA, is that 70% of buyers don't go past the first page.
Yeah.
I think we said it a couple of times, but...
It's not surprising... In many facets of life, and I've said, I don't know if I said it before, but we are Google trained as animals, as humans. And Google trained, what I mean by that is when we search for something on Google, if it hasn't come on the first page, or to be honest, the first half of the first page.
Some people are a quarter.
Yeah. What do we do? What happens then?
We just retype, research.
Yeah. So we might have said best buyer's agents in Sydney, and then we might say best buyer's agents in the West, and both those all come up every time. But we keep refining. We don't look at page 2 or 3 or 4. And it's the same with realestate.com. I've been surprised of late. I had a client that they actually signed on recently. And one thing we do with all our clients is we're obviously looking off market and pre-market and talking to the agents. But equally, we are looking at everything on market. And particularly when they sign up that first day or two, we're really looking at a snapshot of time. I had this client recently looking for an investment property in sort of Summer Hill, Ashfield area. And we did a deep dive of everything on market, and we sent them over with about 56 properties. We narrowed it down.
Wait, Chris, wouldn't they be aware to look on all those pages, or why?
Yeah, and that was our assumption they would have been. So we weren't doing this out of any other thing than just to show them our work ethic and how we present things and get them sort of understand. But we ended up sending this client 4 properties, 3 of which they hadn't seen.
Yeah.
Like, bizarre to me, and why hadn't they seen them? What do you think the reasons were they hadn't seen them?
Didn't look past the first couple of pages.
Didn't look past the first few pages, definitely. And secondly, probably discounted a few for being the, you know, they hadn't captured it. They were maybe like one street over from one of those suburbs that they were key looking in, and that doesn't really make a difference, but hadn't gone in their search. So the Google thing, they had refined and refined and refined and weren't seeing them.
Well, I was just going to chuck in there. Now, this is a bit from the seller's perspective. It's also a buyer's point is, and the important for sellers to get the premium ad, so you're on page 1 up the top, the big ads, is unfortunately, I'd say, correct me if I'm wrong, is people mistake where properties not being on page 1 as being not quality.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I think that's...
So, So if a property, it's like anything, if a property is not right up in your face, it's on page two, page three, page four, or it's a small ad, people perceive it to be like, this is not that great of listing, I'm not going to pay that much attention to it, when in fact, it could just be the vendor just doesn't want to spend the money on the advertising.
Yeah.
And as an agent, you're still going to take the listing and just have to work around it.
Yeah, as I said, it's the Google analogy. It's, you think about when you're looking at things like on Amazon or on Uber Eats, if it's not on that first other page, your brain doesn't almost allow you to go for it. And why is it on the top half of the page? Typically, the selling in those scenarios, the company in Amazon or Uber Eats have paid extra to be up top.
Yep.
But our brain doesn't perceive that. And the same as when we're looking at property, our brain doesn't perceive they've paid more. They don't actually see they've paid more. They just see it and go, this not from paying more, but they go, this must be quality.
Yeah. So there's a bit of an analogy we have, which is going to help both buyers and sellers.
Is this back to the gold one? Because I'm still confused what we're talking about.
Oh, yes. Yes. The 3 feet from gold, if I could speak English.
Lucky you don't stumble over those words quickly. Say 3 feet from gold.
3 feet from gold.
Don't say it three times. You know what happens.
is basically back in the gold rush, These people wanted to search for gold, and they bought all this equipment, and they hit a bit of gold to start with, and
ka-ching.
Ka-ching, and they kept searching, and eventually they just ran out of money, or they just couldn't find any, and they ended up selling.
Couldn't find any gold.
Couldn't they find any more gold. They stopped finding gold. That's an issue. They then sold their equipment to someone who they didn't know how to find it, but they knew someone who was trained in finding gold and understood. Went back to where they were digging and found gold 3 feet, like a massive, it was a massive...
massive quantity?
Massive, massive quantity. Now, this is obviously years and years ago, but back then it was masses of quantity, masses of dollars, and the person that originally missed out by 3 feet. And I think for this searching, if you're a buyer and you only search to page two, you don't know how far... You could be 3 feet from the goal. And the same with the sellers. If you're not at the top, you're making those buyers 3 feet always away from you. So I hope that sums up.
Yeah, no, that does well. Does well in terms of, I think, describing how close you can be. And I've definitely had buyers myself where, you know, we have shown the properties that are on market and they've reconsidered them and going, they've never said, because we do a lot more than just find the property, but have, you know, there is no one of, was property within their reach potentially, but through our education and so forth, but you're there going, you may have missed something in terms of those connection points as well, or reconsidering something as well. You know, I think if we come back into what today's episode about, I want everybody there, particularly buyers, and obviously I'm invested in the buyer side more than the seller side, is don't think that winter means a stop. If anything, it means get your foot to the pedal. You know you've been looking. If you've been looking for 2 or 3 months, you know what you're after. Don't stop now and wait till later on. And there's going to be other buyers, more buyers around. Be ready now. Keep looking. Look at page 4 or 5. That's obviously a clear part.
Page 6, 7, 8.
Page 6, 7, 8, depending on how good they are. And get your elbows out and get secure that property. Because on the other side of things, we haven't really touched on it, sellers maybe looking at their property now going, and if they have a good agent, this may not be the case, but are going, oh, if I don't sell soon, it's going to be tainted as a property on the market for a long time. So they may have had a thought process of, oh, we want 1 million, and now they're happy with 975, and they may have wanted 3 million, they're happy with 2.9, not because of fact, again, there's nothing really stopping it, but this perception of things slowing down in winter can be advantageous for the buyers, but equally, the sellers can be cannot stay as firm and accept something that they typically wouldn't have taken a month or two ago.
Potentially, yes. If you're a good agent, you're trying to obviously judge up their circumstance. Unfortunately, they do need to move on sometimes, or there's mortgage stress. You're still trying to get the best possible price. But if they've got a date to move on and an offer's coming just a little bit lower than where they're expected, and they're still their perception's changed and they're happy.
Of course, our job
as agents is to get people from one place to the next.
In a happy way.
Happy way. So
very good.
I think that's sort of trying to keep it nice and short and sharp and summed up. I think we're going to move straight into our 3 quick Qs.
Yeah.
Basically, Chris and I haven't been prepped on the 3 quick questions we're going to ask each other. Generally, there's no, excuses or explaining your answer unless...
No defending.
unless we feel the answer. Unless we're giving you some job.
Yeah.
Chris, I want to go first.
No, I'm kidding. Go for it.
Besides looking past the first page, what is another tip that buyers can use to not take the foot off the pedal and secure a home in winter?
I think the simple thing is actually having discussions with your real estate agents. If you've been already out looking and you've assessed some properties, have open discussions with them about what you're looking for. You should have had that on Do Not Disturb, my friend. So have the agents, you know, be still having those conversations, because I think a lot of agents will also go, I haven't heard from them while they're no longer looking.
Yep.
So I think you can be advantage to say, pick up the phone for those three or four key agents that are selling in the area. They may not have the right thing, at least you perceive, and have a discussion. Yep. Longer answer, not defending, I'm just explaining as to why.
Still giving them a cross.
How much is, thanks, buddy. All right, this will be good then. I'm going to hold no punches here then. How much, you know, talk about the premium adverts on real estate. How much is a non-premium advert?
Chris, that is a fantastic question.
Because I know you don't know the answer, and I was actually going to get you a wriggle out of it, but not so much now. How much is it?
Oh, Chris, to be honest, we basically use almost premium for everything.
Oh, la-di-da.
In our area, it's like for REA and Domain almost... Three and a bit grand for
the premium. For the premium. It's lesser for the other one. That's all you can say. Yeah. No, gotcha. Good one. On you, my friend.
Question two. How do you overcome or know you have searched that extra 3 feet and know there's nothing left?
I don't think you ever do. I think you can... I go to bed comfortable knowing that I've done everything I can in my power, and obviously I know what I'm doing. I don't think you ever will. I know that's not really an answer, but I think just never relaxing.
Yep.
Never stopping.
I like it.
Not really an answer within an answer. I've been bad today. Speaking of gold.
Yep.
Right. If a house, your personal thoughts, a house has got, you know, door handles and handles in gold or bronze or so, that similar sort of color, or just your typical silver, what's your preference?
Typical silver.
Silver. Okay, good. Just double check. I thought I'd link it back to the gold.
I won't expand on my answer. I'll keep to our rules. Question three. What is a time in your life outside of real estate that you realized you were 3 feet from gold but didn't realize it 2 months later? That you missed out on something by like 3 feet. Oh. And it wasn't until months later.
Oh, it's probably not related. Probably when I was looking... long time ago looking for a job, and I stopped, and then I saw the individual who got a job that I think that I could have gone for, and I sort of recalibrated myself to go, I probably missed out on, I shouldn't have stopped. Yeah. Better than that individual, bit egotistical.
Yep.
But I missed out because I didn't apply. I wasn't looking. I'd stopped looking. Good question. What is one thing you are grateful for?
Ooh.
You asked about, you said your WhatsApp family chat on Wednesdays has these thought-provoking questions. I thought I'd put one to you.
Do you know what? Doing this every Friday, absolutely love it.
I love this, man.
Genuinely, it's a fantastic thing. I get asked sometimes, I know I'm expanding a little bit, like, you know, is this work? Does it feel like work? But this is, genuinely love it. Doing stuff, helping people out. Getting to spend time with you, Chris.
Oh, mate. See,
and getting a free coffee made by Chris every week.
That is true. Well, very good. Well, thank you, everyone. Bit of homework. Always asking, please like, subscribe. But in particular, ask people to do what?
To watch.
And to share with one.
To share.
With that one person you know who's looking to buy property, particularly in Sydney during the winter months in 2024.
Perfect. Enjoy.
Smooth as silk.